In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, on this first Sunday in the season of Septuagesima, Saint Alphonsus Liguori would have us already begin entering into the spirit of penance. And this because our Lord has told us that unless we do penance, we shall likewise perish in hell. Truly one of the most precious treasures of the traditional liturgical calendar of the Catholic Church. I don't know why it was done away with, the new rite, but still exists in the traditional liturgical calendar, is the season of Septuagesima, pre-Lent. This period of almost 3 weeks, beginning today, in which we enter into this training ground, as it were, for Lent. Septuagesima, like the season of Lent which follows it, is all about denying our carnal desires so that we would save our souls. If the soul is lost, all is lost. But, says St. Paul, we entreat you that you do your own business. What does St. Paul mean? The greater part of worldlings are most attentive to the business of this world. What diligence do they not employ to win a lawsuit or to gain a promotion on the job site? How many means are adopted? How many measures taken? They almost neither eat nor sleep, nor allow themselves any recreation. On the other hand, what efforts do they make to save their souls? All blush at being told that they neglect the affairs of their families, and yet so few are ashamed to neglect the salvation of their souls. Brethren, says St. Paul, I entreat you that you do your own business. That is, the business of your eternal salvation. The trifles of children are called for what they are, trifles. But the trifles of men are called business. So important, the business. And for these, many lose their souls. And if in one worldly transaction you suffer a loss, you may repair it in another. But if you die in enmity with God and lose your soul, how can you repair the loss? Our Lord puts it as a rhetorical question. What exchange can a man give for his soul? The answer: there is none. If from being created by God to his own image, you do not comprehend the value of your soul, learn it from Jesus Christ, who has redeemed you with his own blood. You were not redeemed with corruptible things, as gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb unspotted and undefiled, according to the first Pope, St. Peter. God then sets so high a value on your soul, such is its value in the estimation of Satan, that to become master of it, he does not sleep night or day, but is continually going about to make it his own. Thus St. Augustine exclaims, "The enemy sleeps not, but you sleep. The enemy is always awake to injure you, and you slumber." Pope Benedict XII, being asked by a prince for a favor which he could not in good conscience grant, said to the ambassador, "Tell the prince that if I had two souls, I might be able to lose one of them in order to please him. But since I have but one, I cannot consent to lose it." Remember that if you save your souls, your failure in every worldly transaction will be but of little importance. If you are saved, you shall enjoy complete happiness for all eternity. But if you lose your souls, what will it profit you to have enjoyed all these riches, honors, and amusements of this world? If you lose your souls, all is lost. Again, the rhetorical question of our Lord puts it quite succinctly and accurately. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul. By this maxim, St. Ignatius of Loyola drew many souls to God, among them the soul of St. Francis Xavier, who was then at Paris, and devoted his attention to the acquirement of worldly goods. One day, St. Ignatius said to him, "Francis, whom do you serve?" "You serve the world, which is a traitor. It promises but does not perform. And if it should fulfill all its promises, how long do its goods last? Can they last longer than this life? And after death, what will they profit you if you shall not have saved your soul? It's not necessary to become rich on this earth to acquire honors and dignities, but it is necessary to save our souls, because unless we gain heaven, we shall be condemned to hell. There is no middle place. We must be either saved or damned. And God has not created us for this earth, neither does he preserve our lives that we may become rich and enjoy amusements. The point is to attain to life everlasting. He has created us and preserved us that we may acquire eternal glory." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.